This morning, I want to just speak on the subject, taking spiritual stock. Taking spiritual stock. And our objective is to embark on a spiritual overview of the journey so far. A spiritual overview of the journey so far. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpeh and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. What we are here to do this morning is to look back at the year in order to step forward into the year ahead. And while doing this, there are five things I want you to note. One, what you do with the past determines what the future will do with you. What you do with the past determines what the future will do with you. The year 2018 is passing. What we do with this past will determine what the coming year will do with us. Secondly, the understanding of the past can facilitate the undertakings of the future. The understanding of the past, the things we need to understand from the past, that can facilitate our undertakings of the future. That makes spiritual stock-taking necessary. Number three, it is not advisable to live in history, but it is commendable to learn from history. It is not advisable for somebody to live in his history, but it is commendable to learn from history. When we live in history, we end in misery. And so, we are here to take spiritual stock. Number four, to learn from the past is to lead in the future. When you learn from the past, you lead in the future. So there may be things that we can learn from this passing year, and the Lord shall give us understanding in Jesus' name. Finally, the successful closure of the last chapter facilitates the successful opening of the next chapter. The successful closure of the last chapter facilitates a successful opening of the next chapter. That is, if we close the year 2018 well, then we are set to open the year 2019 very well. If we draw the curtain on 2018 well, then we can step into 2019 very well. Let's look at what we have said so far from number one. That what you do with the past determines what the future will do with you. That the understanding of the past can facilitate the undertakings of the future. That it is not advisable to live in history, but it is commendable to learn from history. That to learn from the past is to lead in the future. Then the successful closure of the last chapter facilitates the successful opening of the next chapter. There are people who wonder why years keep on going the same way. Why that they are 2017 and 2018 didn't appear different from each other. Because most times people don't end the year well. They don't close it well. They don't conclude it well. And God is watching. Some end it with murmuring, with grumbling, with comparisons, with several things. Some end it with sorrow and with depression and with several things. And they expect the new year to be different. And God said, no, you didn't close it well. You didn't close the chapter well. You came to a conclusion, but you didn't end it well. So nothing changed. And my objective this morning is for us to end this year well. Today is the last Sunday. Tomorrow is the very last day. What do we do to end it well? What kind of spiritual talk do we take? Five things. Number one, identify what to appreciate God for in the passing year. Identify what to appreciate God for in this passing year. In Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5, the Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. It will be a lie for anybody to say God didn't do anything for them in this passing year. It will not be true. God did something. Maybe you didn't notice. First of all, you saw the first Sunday of the year. And now you have seen the last Sunday of this year. That is something. There are those who stepped into the year and the year swallowed them up. We have had an unusual year, a very, very difficult year in many ways. We have had deaths and had killings and all manner of terrible evil like we have never seen before. But you are here. You have health. How many of you know that there are those who are alive and wishing to die because of pain? You are in health. You are in your mind. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, not everything that has a car. You don't have a car, but you have breath. You are not living in your house yet, but you have breath. You are not yet married, but you have breath. God is saying, praise me, because for as long as you have your breath, you will soon have your wife, you will soon have your car, you will soon have your child, you will soon have your testimony. The devil that could not take your breath cannot stop your testimony. Let everything that has breath.
And if you begin to take the stock of what God has done, you will realize that it is beyond just the bread.
In my life this year, I saw Golden Jubilee massively celebrated. In my life this year, I saw this massive auditorium, sanctuary, dedicated. In your life too, you saw that. And I prophesy to you, you shall see more.
Can somebody shout the loudest amen? Can you confirm that your breath is with you with a loud shout of amen? How many of you know that there are some devils that are wondering that you are still alive? Some witches are wondering that you are still alive. Some occultic people are wondering that despite all that they have done to kill you, you are still alive. Some are wondering that you are still in your senses, that you are still in your mind. To those demons and angels, shout the loudest amen to let them know you are here. Look at three people by yourselves. Tell them, I am alive and I am well. Tell them, I am here and I will be here for a very long time.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What I'm saying to you is not just a preaching assignment, it's a physical assignment. When you leave here today and you get back home, take pen and paper and appreciate, identify what to appreciate God for in 2018. This is a spiritual assignment that will usher you into spiritual fulfillment. And I'll tell you the benefits of all this at the end of this preaching. Identify what to appreciate God for. Number two, identify principles or secrets that worked for you in bracket or for others that must be reworked again and again. In this passing year, identify principles or secrets you stumbled upon that worked for you or maybe for others that must be reworked again and again. Was there something that you did that brought an answer or a result? Was there a secret of scripture or a principle you stumbled on? Or a secret or a principle somebody talked about that you applied that brought results? Identify those and rework them again and again. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14 to 15, look at what Paul the apostle said. He said, neglect not the gift that is in you. Let me put it like this. Neglect not that which you just discovered. Neglect not the discovery or the principle or the secret that you arrived at, which was given you by prophecy or by whatever means you got it, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. He said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Listen to this and don't forget it for life. Results become phenomenal when people become consistent. Or put it in another way, results become phenomenal when actions become consistent. There are people who succeed occasionally, but they don't succeed perennially. Progress is steady when practice is steadfast. Progress becomes steady when practice becomes steadfast. The passage I read just now in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 to 15, it says, neglect the Living Bible version, if you have the Living Bible version. In the Living Bible version, let me look at it. Someone say after me, say, my progress will be steady if my practice is steadfast. My progress will be steady if my practice is steadfast. The Living Bible said, until I get there, read and explain the scriptures to the church, preach the gospel, verse 14. Be sure to use the abilities God has given you through his prophets when the elders of the church laid their hands upon your head. Put these abilities to work. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone may notice your improvement and progress. Wow. When you get back home, look for the Living Bible version and read it for me. It said, throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone may notice your improvement and progress. If there is anything you have noticed, anything you have stumbled on that worked, it said, throw yourself into it and then people will notice your progress. It takes the repetition of the positive to see revolution in life. The repetition of the positive to see drastic revolutions in life. You know that what we call a forest is the repetition of a particular process. When a particular process is repeated, a place turns into a forest. That is to do. Whenever you identify a secret, you identify a principle that worked for you, rework it again and again so that it becomes phenomenal. Somebody say aloud, amen. God's plan is not for us to move from testimony and then no testimony and then testimony. He wants us to just move up and remain there. Just move up and remain there. That is how to close this year well. How do you close it well? Identify the things that worked. You did something, it just worked. Identify it. And then rework it again and again. Let it become phenomenal. Don't forget this. Consistency is key to breakthrough. Consistency is key. If you are going to break through and break barriers, there is consistency you must put forth. It's key to breaking through. It's key to breaking barriers. Consistency is key to impact. Someone say amen. So identify what to appreciate God for in the passing year. Identify the principles or secrets that worked for you or for others that you had. And that is the purpose of testimony. When people are testifying, they are sharing with you certain secrets, the things they employ that produce results. Work it again and again and again, and it will produce in Jesus' precious name. This is the second time I'm hearing this testimony of the kidnappers seeing a point of contact with one of us. The other one was in River State. The woman testified the other day where she was wearing, I think, something, I don't know what it was, and that light was glittering from it into the face of the killer. And they say, what charm are you carrying? And long story made short, she was not wastable like others. Consistency. What worked for you or for others, and rework it. Number three, identify what to do differently. Identify what to do differently in the coming season. What am I to do differently?
If I was to start again another year, what am I going to do differently?
It is important to know what to do differently. It's important.
If the year should end different from how this one ended or better, there are things I must be able to do differently in the coming season. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6 and 7, Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6 and verse 7, now the King James Version. The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey. Turn and take your journey. Turn and take your journey. Turn. Every turn around requires a turn aside. Moses turned aside to look at the bush that was burning. And as he turned, everything turned. Every turn around in life requires a turn aside. Also note, secondly, that at times it takes a change of approach to terminate your reproach. It takes a change of approach to terminate your reproach. What am I going to do differently? Every turnaround requires a turn aside. It takes a change of approach to terminate your reproach many times. Somebody defines insanity. He said, doing the same things over and over and expecting a different result is what is defined as insanity. That somebody lost his mind. If he's trying to do the same things over and over, the same thing that had not produced result, he's trying to do it over and over and it has never produced result, and he keeps on doing it over and over and he's expecting the result to change. That is insanity.
Is God speaking to anybody here today? You are not mad and you will never be mad. And there will be no madness named in your generation. Say it louder, amen.
At times, to make a difference, you must do something different. Different from what yourself have been doing. Yourself, not different from others. That's another dimension. You must do something different from what you yourself have been doing.
Say it louder, amen. What am I going to do differently? Let me give an example. Young lady is trying to get married. And the first relationship broke. The second relationship broke. And the third relationship broke. Another relationship is about to start. What should I do differently?
First relationship, I slept with the man. And when the man got everything he wanted from me, he pushed me aside. Second relationship, I was making too much demands on the man. And when the man saw that I was over demanding for money and things, he said, I don't want problem. Third relationship, the man told me something in confidence. I used it against him. I used it to talk against him and to say, look at you. You said that your mother was so and so. And now I'm about to enter a different relationship. What should I do differently? Number one, the bed undefiled. Number two, I won't make unnecessary demands. Since he hasn't married me, I cannot put him on his life under pressure. Number three, I must be faithful, dedicated, committed. I must be someone who is able to keep secrets. Am I communicating? In this year that passed, what did I do and what can I do? What did I do that if I had another opportunity, I would change? I was faithful and consistent in serving God. And pressure took me out of church. And as I went out of church, I went into calamity. I was faithful and consistent in my covenant practices for supernatural supply. And when I became wearied or listening to whoever,
Everything changed. And so, we must understand, what am I going to do differently? Is God speaking to anybody here at all? And like I said, these are not just issues for preaching. These are things you go home. What am I going to do differently? And you do it again and again. Somebody say amen. Number four. Identify what to put behind you. It's like the last, but it's different. Identify what, a bracket at times, and who to put behind you. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Brethren, I can't know myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Listen to me, sirs. You can never lay hold on certain things until you let go of some things. You can't lay hold of certain things until you let go of some other things. Forgetting the things that are behind, and I am reaching forth to the things that are before. There is something you know as priority. That is the things to put in front of you. And there are some things that have been called posteriority. Things to put behind you. To fulfill your destiny. Listen. You must know the difference between your priorities and your posteriorities. What does that mean? To fulfill your destiny, you must know the difference between what to put in front of you and what to put behind you. To fulfill your destiny, you must know what to put in front of you and what to put behind you. Hear this. Life becomes stuck at the same spot. Where you are holding the things you want in front and holding the things that are meant to be put behind you at the same time. Hello? Am I communicating? There are certain actions to put behind. Certain things you do with the phone. Some level of excess time you spend with phone that has not produced results. Certain company and association that has not added nothing but taking everything out of your life. You put them behind and you put others in front. Listen, it is only when you drop your weight that you can gain your speed. There are things that are weights. They may not be sinful, but they are weightful. Weights of life. So you identify. That is how to close the year well. You don't want to cross over with the baggages of yesterday. Hello? You don't want to cross over with the luggages of yesterday. Hear me. When you travel light, you travel far. When you travel light, you also travel fast. Amen.
Is God speaking to anybody here at all? If God is speaking to you, say amen.
If God is speaking to you, say a louder amen.
What are the things that I need to put behind me? What are the things that I need to put in front of me? What kind of associations? What kind of company? What kind of relationship?
As a young man coming up very zealful and fireful,
we're going for fellowship one evening, and there was this young girl also going to that same fellowship. Her senior sister, our relation was a friend of my sister, my senior sister.
And she appeared fireful, spiritual, somewhat to be thinking of missions, you know, missionary kind of meeting. That was what we're going for.
And I saw farmland by the side, and I said, oh, I like this farm, beautiful farm. I like farming. And she commented, and I said, oh, me, I hate farming.
At that time when you are growing up on fire and you see somebody on fire, looks like a possibility in terms of the future.
She said she hates farming. And I asked her, and you like eating? That little statement communicated to me that this person doesn't belong to my mindset. That day, 30-something years ago, was the last time I set eye on her. I don't know where she is worldwide. I took my distance.
There are people that if you are connected to, your future is aborted. You can't go where you are meant to go. You can't reach anywhere. There are those whose lives are stuck today because of who they got married to. That will never be your portion. Destiny stuck. Everything stagnated.